BBC Audio presents Michael Portillo, On the World Wars, a specially selected collection of history series that explore the most significant events before, during and after the First and Second World Wars. First of all, we have the 10-part series 1913, The Year Before, in which Portillo explores the cultural, political and economic upheaval often forgotten in the Georgian and Edwardian periods before the brutal shock of the Great War.
When I was Secretary of State for Defence, I joined the nation's dignitaries at the annual Act of Remembrance at the Cenotaph in London. From childhood, I had observed the minute's silence commemorating those who died in war. But as a minister with responsibility for men and women in conflict, I had a new perspective on the horror of the Great War losses. Their massive scale and the weight of the burden on decision makers became more incomprehensible as I made the comparison with the relatively little that I was required to do and what I asked of others. The Cenotaph retains its quiet dignity amongst the rush of London traffic. In 2014, as we mark the 100th anniversary of the Great War, it will become a symbolic centrepiece for reflections and remembrance all over the country and around the world. Those events will reinforce the idea that the Great War ruptured the course of Britain's development. A century and more of industrial evolution, relative social stability, and a flowering of culture was to be torn apart, runs the story. A new politics would emerge, religions would be questioned as never before, and art, whether visual, musical or written, would acquire a new archness. And all that has been portrayed as sharp swerves away from a long, idyllic Edwardian summer.
If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. There shall be, in that rich earth, a richer dust concealed, a dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware, gave once her flowers to love, her ways to roam, a body of England's breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by sons of home.
Rupert Brooke's The Soldier. As with so much else from this period, Brooke's words have flourished out of context and sustained a myth about the English heir of the pre-war period. In this series, I'm not intending to downplay the significance of the war. I am, however, ambitious to challenge many of the assumptions about the war's impact. And to do that, I'm going to concentrate on the years that led up to the conflict, and in particular on 1913. In understanding the politics, the social upheaval, and the military awareness of those crucial early years of the 20th century, we can get a far clearer sense of the war's proper place in British history. And joining me here at the Cenotaph is the historian David Powell of York St John University. David, how is it that the Edwardian summer and later the Georgian summer image of Britain became so fixed in popular memory?
I think it's partly because for some people it was really an age of leisured elegance. The upper classes, the middle classes enjoyed a very golden age in that period. And that's the one that is reflected in popular presentations in the media, film and television. But more than that, for historians, I think it's the fact that the war gets in the way of popular memory. It almost literally digs a trench against the historical recollections. And so everything before 1914, before the war, is tinged in that air of rose-tinted nostalgia. It's a lost world, it's an age of innocence, and it's something we can't quite reconstruct.
What do you think of the idea that the Great War really changes everything? Does it, or are the changes underway before the war?
The war certainly has a big impact on Britain. It's an immensely traumatic experience. But you're right that the war has to be seen in the larger context. The changes that are taking place before the war carry on through and after the war. And in a way, what appears after 1918 is the product as much of what happened before 1914 as it is of the war itself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?